Many communities across the Mountain West were once known as sundown towns. Those are places that once had policies to force people of color to leave town by nightfall. If they didn't, they could be arrested or worse. One town in Nevada is grappling with its racist legacy. The Mountain West News Bureau's Paul Boger has more.
In Minden, Nevada, people mill about a downtown farmer's market on a warm spring evening. The town of 3,000 is nestled against the eastern Sierra Nevada, and the sun is starting to dip behind the mountains. And at 6 p.m. every day, right on cue, there's this sound. The deafening siren blares across the Carson Valley. For some people here, it's a reminder of the area's racial past.
When I'm working and the doors open and I hear it, it's always kind of, for me, just a moment of silence of what used to happen back in the day.
That's Tracy Kaiser, a salon owner, mother of four, and a lifelong resident of the Carson Valley. She's also a citizen of the Washoe tribe, the native people who were first here. In 1908, Douglas County enacted an ordinance that required all Indians to leave town by 6:30 p.m. Some say that's why the siren blared at 6, to tell natives to get out. Kaiser says it's a daily reminder of the injustice her family has had to endure.
You don't know how much this really affects our community. It isn't just what our ancestors went through. It's the pain and the hate that was formed to bringing that into a law.
Historians estimate there were once as many as 10,000 sundown towns across the country. Most towns and counties in the Mountain West implemented their sundown ordinances around the turn of the century. But here's the thing. Town officials say the siren had no connection with the racist ordinance of the past.
It was never the intent of the siren, and it was never tied to any ordinance that required sundown or town.
That was J.D. Frisbee, Minden's town manager. He says the siren was always connected to the town's volunteer fire department.
They set it off to go at noon and 6 every day for insurance reasons and for maintenance purposes. And it just so happened to be within a close proximity of the sundowner ordinance of 6:30 that I guess psychologically people tied the two together.
Some people in town buy that. Others don't. But either way, the siren is now associated with the sundown ordinance. State lawmakers recently stepped in. They passed a measure banning the siren from sounding at 6 p.m. The law doesn't say a word about blaring the siren at any other time, meaning Minden can continue to sound the siren at noon. But that idea has the community split. Back at the farmers market, Liz Hastings says the siren should stop altogether, because it's giving the town a bad name.
It doesn't evoke anything positive or unifying for the community. I feel like it's embarrassing. I feel like it shouldn't be happening.
Others, though, want Minden to defy lawmakers, like 27-year-old Logan Peterson, who has lived here all his life.
I'm sorry that the noise offends them, but that's not by any means what it is today. It's a tradition. Most traditions have historical backgrounds.
But for Tracy Kaiser and other tribal members, if the siren went off at a different time, that would be fine.
You need that tradition so bad, change it to 5 or 7. Turn it off at 6.
Blaring the siren at 6 is just too close to the historical 6:30 curfew that forced natives like her out for the night. For the Mount West News Bureau, I'm Paul Boger in Minden, Nevada.